Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Final Edition.
This week, all the sketches have something to do with history. The Middle Ages, the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, World War II, 19th century Kansas, and the Supreme Court from the Final Edition's miniseries on the Supreme Court, which is still available on Howl, I think. This is the Final Edition Radio Hour.
Time Life Video presents Hitler, The Last 8 Days. Let Time Life Video take you into the inner recesses of the infamous bunker and witness the desperate moments of Adolf Hitler as he attempts to patch together a crumbling empire. Day 1.
Okay, guys, number 7 on the agenda. The picnic. No, wait, we already did that one. Oh yeah, here we are. World War II. Any questions?
What were we thinking? I mean, we must have been nuts or something.
I can't believe this. What a big mistake.
The whole thing went over like a fart at a wedding.
I don't want to name names, but somebody here drops the ball. He's got a teeny mustache and his name rhymes with Schittler.
Okay. Somebody kick me. Go ahead. I deserve it. You think you can do better? You take over. Here, take the keys.
See the hysterical rants of a madman. Day 2.
Who keeps ringing the doorbell? Well, who is it? And another thing. How come no one informed me that the 9th Army has been pushed back 6 kilometers? From now on, all messages will be left on the refrigerator. And use that sushi magnet!
Day 3. One of the Fuhrer's many mood swings reveals a positive side.
Look, I never said the Reich would last 1,000 years. 10 years, tops. Come on! I think we did very well. We reached our goal. Important people are impressed. Buck up, guys. You're in the bunker, aren't you? Krebs, give Herr Obermeister a verbal gift.
Day 4. The tension mounts again.
The German people have proven themselves too feeble to stand the test of history. There is no betrayal that has not been heaped upon me. You swine will all pay with your own blood! Oh, jeez. That damn doorbell again?
Day 5. Eager to save their lives, Hitler's staff plans for escape.
The Führer is insane. We must escape the bunker now, before the Russians come.
Yes. But the SS guards the entrance. We'll never get out alive.
Then we must disguise ourselves as civilians, prisoners, anything, and then wait for the Russians to come and then walk out unnoticed.
Yeah. I will dress as a woman shopkeeper.
Yes, and I as a baker.
And you, Stumpfager, what about you?
I will go as a gigantic beaver.
Day 6.
An order of mine has been disobeyed. Just for that, no one is allowed to move until I command it.
Day 7.
Okay, somebody moved. I know it. Don't tell me who. Let me guess. No hints.
Day 8. Hitler's suicide pact.
After we poison the children, we must our own lives end in a proud and dignified manner befitting the Third Reich. I, Adolf Hitler, will go by poison. How will you go, Hauptmann?
I will take the poison and shoot myself in the mouth. Krebs?
I will take the poison, shoot myself in the mouth, and then fall onto my sword. Herr Bormann?
I will take the poison, shoot myself in the mouth, fall on my sword, and then douse my body with kerosene and light myself on fire. Hauptmann?
I will take the poison, shoot myself in the mouth, fall on my sword, douse my body with kerosene and light myself on fire and drown. Krebs?
I will take the poison, shoot myself in the mouth, fall onto my sword, douse my body with kerosene, and light myself on fire, drown, and cut my throat. Borman?
Okay. I will take the poison, shoot myself in the mouth, fall on my sword, douse my body with kerosene, or light myself on fire, drown, and cut my arm?
You are out!
Damn! Now I got to leave the bunker!
You can't commit suicide with us!
Borman has to die of natural causes.
Oh, fuck. Who keeps swinging the doorbell?
Order Hitler the Last 8 Days now and receive an extra day free. Day 9, after the suicide.
Hey, guys! I can't find the beaver costume! Why is everybody napping? Come on! Let's escape!
That's Hitler, the Last 8 Days. Closed caption not available.
And now, the makers of Edison cylinders bring you the audio version of the actual Barton County Democrat of Great Bend, Kansas, October 14th, 1890.
A man living south of Walnut had 5 head of horses killed by lightning Tuesday night. We understand that Mr. Riggs, our station agent, is going to resign his position. He perhaps will locate in New Mexico. Mr. Henry Schultz dedicated his fine house last Tuesday night with a dance. An infant child belonging to Mr. and Mrs. Daly of Walnut Township died suddenly Saturday morning of inflammation of the bowels. Robert Merton has purchased another 160-acre tract of land. We are not informed as to the amount paid. He is one of the kind of men who believes nothing is made without venture. Mr. Beard is reported somewhat better. B. Wilcott recently lost a valuable horse. Mrs. Schwermley is expected home from Colorado. Julius Bach recently lost 2 valuable stacks of wheat. Fire.
Who's killing the Twinkie? When Hostess Brand announced that they would go out of business, widespread blame first landed on the Bakers Union, until it turned out management overpaid executives while underpaying pension funds. But in the end, the real culprits are us. Consumers just don't eat Twinkies, ding-dongs, and snowballs the way we used to. As we see in this vintage 1960s commercial.
Are you a hard-working man with a powerful hunger?
You bet I am, short stuff.
Then dig into a Twinkie.
I could eat these all day.
You literally could. All day, every day. Twinkies have a full daily adult requirement of sweetness and processed wheat. So now that you've eaten enough for today, why not get ahead for tomorrow? Each Twinkie is enriched sponge cake, engorged with rich, creamy filling that tastes like it ought to contain dairy of some sort, but doesn't.
Hey, can I have another pack?
Eat yourself sick. Each Twinkie you stuff in your gob makes you ever healthier and more impossible to defeat in tests of strength.
Why, look how tall I've become. Give me another Twinkie.
With each new Twinkie, your power grows threefold. Soon, you will become an unstoppable force of good or evil. It is for you to choose.
I shall destroy you all!
Twinkies, they fill your whole day.
Starts their bucket and
guest surveillance. The best restaurant.
Or watching the History Channel.
George Washington. We all know he crossed the Delaware River with his Continental Army on Christmas night, 1776, surprising the British in Trenton. But we at the History Channel must ask, what if George Washington had been a turtle? UCLA history professor Mark Bitkoff.
Well, I'm not sure what you're asking.
If George Washington was a turtle, How would that have changed the Battle of Trenton?
He would have moved a lot slower, I guess. Being a reptile, he'd be cold-blooded, so he might have had trouble with the cold weather. But with his shell, I guess bullets wouldn't have hurt him as much. But the whole question is just...
Bullets couldn't hurt him. Noted history hobbyist Terry Franhorn agreed that George Washington was a turtle.
We see numerous accounts describing George Washington as 6'2" tall, with high cheekbones and a bony or cartilaginous shell. Also, like George Washington, turtles do not lay their eggs underwater.
And indeed, Terry Franhorn showed us a description of George Washington like that. In Franhorn's own handwriting. But if Washington, and by extension everyone in that era, was a turtle, we would have to conclude that George Washington was also a Highlander, an immortal warrior compelled to battle other immortals until, in the end, there can be only one. We'll give the last word to frequent angry internet commentator Benson Plenty for Shitspills. I can't read this.
George Washington as a turtle who cannot die.
This is the History Channel.
We take you now to Federal Hall, New York City, in the year 1789.
So that's our First Amendment to the Constitution, allowing homophobic extremists to harass people at military funerals. What's next?
The Second Amendment, the right of any person at any time to own any weapon whatsoever.
Mr. Speaker, we just had revolution precisely so that someday anyone who walks into a college or movie theater or mall food court or Amish schoolhouse or even a kindergarten could possess the most state-of-the-art military hardware and quickly kill innocent strangers in truly massive numbers.
Well, obviously, we all want to make that possible. But what about convicted felons buying guns?
The law may require background checks, but demented psychopaths can still buy whatever they want at a gun show.
That is the original intent of we, the Founding Fathers.
Mr. Speaker, I do raise a concern. This amendment may expose the true intent of our new nation.
You mean to design a government specifically for the killing of children?
You'd be surprised how many people are not altogether on board with that.
So if we want to make sure demented imbeciles can always get a hold of fast and portable firearms, and obviously that's why we're all here.
Oh, yes, yes. certainly is.
Then we need sacrifice other proposed amendments. Just for appearance's sake.
But we already rewrote the Declaration of Independence, so it didn't say life, liberty, and the seared flesh of boys.
Even so, look at our proposed 11th Amendment, and I quote, "If there be habits that will make the environment unlivable for future generations, Congress shall stand by with their thumb up their posterior and pretend everything is copacetic." Unquote. Maybe we should drop that one.
Or how about the 12th Amendment? And I quote, "Children whose parents go away to jail on drug charges should consider selling their bodies to privateers." Unquote.
Yes. Well, we'll sacrifice those two for now so we can get away with the gun thing.
But how will people otherwise know those were our original intent?
I believe over time, intelligent people shall divine and share in the Founding Fathers' violent hatred of children. Let's just move on to the Fourth Amendment, the right against unreasonable search and seizure. Everyone knows that's supposed to be sarcastic, right?
Torn from a world of tyrants beneath this western sky, we formed a new dominion, a land of liberty. The world shall own, we're masters here, then hasten on the day. Huzzah, 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 huzzah for free America.
And now another adventure with the Fighting 59th.
The toughest platoon in World War II.
All right, men, we're gonna take that hill, and not everybody's gonna make it back. So before we go, I gotta read this memo from Human Resources.
HR again, Sarge?
Yeah. Wasilowski?
Yeah, Sarge?
We're not allowed to call you a Polak anymore. And we're not allowed to tell Polak jokes, neither.
Good. That shit was getting on my last nerve.
But what if we have a great joke about somebody stupid?
Well, then you say it's about people who live one town over from wherever you happen to be standing. Justine?
Yes?
We're not allowed to call you a kike, a heeb, a yid, a Christ killer, Ikey, Jew boy. Actually, this is a pretty long list. I'll just hand it out. You guys study it on your own, okay?
But I keep telling you, I am not even Jewish. I am French. And my name is pronounced Justine.
And finally, hang on. Hey, you there, on that hill. Sprechen Sie English?
A little, yeah.
All right, well, we got a memo. We're not allowed to call you Fritz anymore. It's considered offensive.
But my name is Fritz.
Huh. Well, the memo doesn't cover that. So, we can't do it.
Well, that doesn't seem fair. I'm the real victim here, you know.
What are we gonna do, Sarge?
Huh. I'll tell you what. How about we kill him first?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Kareem, you really should wear your hair down.
No, Princess Mommy. It's like 1,000 degrees outside. When are we going to get an air conditioner?
You know, Kareem, when your father, the Prince of Rinaldia, first met me, he was most attracted to my hair. He said it was wild and untamed like the sea, and he wanted to ride in it.
Ugh. And Dad's not even a prince anymore. He went AWOL on us after the coup, remember?
Well, yes. He may be in hiding somewhere in Eastern Europe, but he is still a prince. And we may be here in the suburbs of St. Louis, but we are still of royal blood, and we should act like it.
Okay, Mom, don't freak out, and don't sing to it, but there is another mouse under your chair.
Oh! Hello, little friend. Oh, look at him with his little tummy. He's a fat one. He'll be your truest friend. Animals are always loyal, unlike those girls that wrote cunt on your locker.
Mom!
I'm sorry to bring it up, Corrine, but other girls will get jealous when you are the fairest in the land.
Mom, I go by Karen now. It's a normal name. And I'm not the fairest in the land. I'm just cute.
Well, have you any suitors?
Well, Dylan McBurliffe did ask me to the prom.
A ball!
No, the prom! But I'm only going because Taylor Mechner already had a date, but now we're cool, and I really like him more anyway.
Two suitors? They must fight for your honor. A fight to the death on noble steeds, and whoever emerges victorious, you must give your rose. But, you know, only if you really love him and fully consented is your rose and your choice.
Mom!
Now, if you should choose to go with him back to his castle...
I've actually been meaning to ask you. Everyone rented rooms at the Hilton Inn afterwards. Can I go?
Sure. Now, when you go with him to his realm of the Hilton Inn, when you lay down on the bed, you must squirm and state you cannot sleep because there may be a pea under the mattress.
There are no peas under the beds at the Hilton Inn, Mom.
Corrine, princes, especially secret princes, are always testing women to see if they're real princesses that they can marry.
Mom, I don't want to get married. I'm only 16.
I know, you're getting to be quite a spinster.
You just said it was my rose, my choice.
Fresh direct.
Ah! Oh, was that another dragon?
Yes. Ever since your father left, those damn dragons have been trying to kidnap me like nobody's business. It's very hard being a single princess, Corrine. Fine, don't get married. But one final piece of advice. If he offers you an apple, do not eat it. It may be poisoned.
Mom, poisoned apples aren't even a thing anymore.
Well, don't leave your drink unattended either. People are always trying to poison princesses on prom. Oh, that sounds like a song, doesn't it? When you poison princesses on prom.
Mom! Oh, please stop singing. All the deers and squirrels are flocking to our yard again. Let's just watch the Kardashians.
Oh, I do love them. They're America's royalty.
Barton County Democrat of Great Bend, Kansas, October 14th, 1890.
Mr. Martin recently sustained some very serious injuries while attempting to break a young colt. The birthday party of Mrs. Erna Cole was a most enjoyable affair. A little 3-month-old child belonging to Moss Fletcher died last week and was interred in the Ellenwood Cemetery last Sunday. Dropsy. The Grand Central Livery Stable underwent a change of owners on Monday morning. Murder. A fine rain Monday night was very acceptable. Mr. George Unruh, while cutting corn for John Harper one day last week, sliced his leg pretty bad with a serrated blade, laying him up from work. Recovery not expected. Jay Flick, the genial landlord of the Rock Hotel, has been confined to the house and a part of the time to his bed for some 2 weeks. Stomach drainage. Jay Diefenbacher succumbed to dropsy. And now a joke. A good one is told of a traveling salesman who was fleshy and completely bald-headed. He was in a crowd at a street fair down at Oklahoma City last fall. He took off his hat and wiped his head when an old lady standing behind him a few feet gave him a punch with an umbrella. He turned around just as she was preparing to give him another dig, when on seeing his face she exclaimed, "Oh, excuse me, sir, I thought it was my man, Ike. Your head looks just like his behind."
I dreamt that I dwelt in marble halls with apples and served at my side. And of all who assembled within those walls, that I was the hope and the pride. I had returned to grace so bountiful of a high ancestral name. But I also dream, which pleased me most, that your love is still the same. That you love me still the same. That you love me still the same.
We take you back to 1896, when Plessy versus Ferguson upheld separate but equal racial segregation in a case where a man who was 1/8 black could not ride in a white train car. The final edition asked the man on the street back then, what do you think?
I don't know what an octoroon is, but it sounds delicious.
Every time I order a mulatto, they screw my name up on my cup at Starbucks.
I once knew a boy who was a septeptaroon. He was 1/17 black, which is not how math works. But God damned if I was going to sit next to him on a train.
Personally, I think the most interesting thing about Plessy was the fact that he was 8 raccoons in a bag.
Why is it V and not a VS?
I like versus versus V. Let's hear that case.
In the case of V, V versus.
I think we're missing the real issue in Plessy v. Ferguson. When are we gonna start creating better names?
Can women still not vote?
Okay. Shut up!
Get out of here!
How are you doing? Get away from the microphone!
How do you not know?
I mean, like, separate but equal, but like, we should have the better one, right?
To the Mississippi, dear old Mississippi, that's where I was born.
And now, episode 12 of Ken Burns' The Flame War.
Dearest Yelp, Thursday night, my companions and I ventured forth to the spaghetti boat on Route 12. As a cloud of mid-level Italian cooking benumbed our senses, a hostess named Aisha led us to a table that was at once both too close and too far from the bathroom. The waitress gave us menus after an interminable 7 minutes, then returned too soon for our order. We panicked that she would vanish into the fog if we betrayed any hesitation, made hasty, unready choices. Choices we would regret. She was also late with our soda. I give the spaghetti bowl only 1 star. And fear I shall not be home by Christmas. Signed, Beauregard 26.
To my Yelp followers, my own experience at the spaghetti boat has been of a different complexion than for the aforeseen Beauregard 26. I find the salads fresh, the pasta endearing, and the breadsticks unlimited. Do not be misled by the traitorous and deceitful musings of Beauregard 26, who is taking spiteful revenge for perceived minor slights, and who reacted with resentment and dysphoria upon learning he was not the center of the spaghetti boat universe, and who is also a gaywad. I give Spaghetti Boat 5 stars. Sincerely, Ratfart 3.
To all on Yelp who hear my cries, I impart a dire warning that the supposed Rat Fart 3, far from being an objective arbiter, is in fact a spaghetti boat employee, an ill-bred and churlish knave who attempted to clear our table while we still lingered in discussion of profound import. And who uses the word gaywad anymore? How old are you? With great concern, Beauregard 26.
Oh, Yelp. Beauregard 26 cried like a young maiden of first blush when informed we no longer serve the Bloomin' Onion. He is a soft product of private schooling and would not last 1 day as a waiter, and is still a gaywad. And I shall back that judgment with steel. Eternally, Ratfart 3.
Yelp, my love. I have created 114 throwaway online identities, and they have all given this restaurant 1 star. I am Beauregard 26. P.S. If Ratfart and I truly are on opposite sides of this great civil conflagration, why do we both have southern accents?
That was episode 12 of Ken Burns' The Flame Wars. Tune in for episode 13, when Ratfart 3 delivers the immortal response that sets off the final battle.
Gaywad, 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 gaywad.
Last week, teen pop star Justin Bieber visited the Anne Frank Museum in Amsterdam and signed the guestbook, Anne was a great girl. Hopefully, she would have been a Belieber. Since then, it seems everyone has weighed in on the story, from the Black Eyed Peas, Will.i.am, to Anne's own stepsister, Eva Schloss. Everyone, except for Anne Frank herself. The final edition now brings you her exclusive response.
Hello, Justin Bieber. It's me, Anne Frank. I know it's weird for me to reach out to you, as I have been resting peacefully since 1945. That is until you visited my secret annex, signed the guest book, and then I rolled over in my grave. Look, you seem like a nice girl, so I wanted to give you the benefit of the doubt and listen to your album. I mean, hey, if I hadn't been locked away in a tiny attic with seven other people, mice, and two cats with fleas for over 2 years without seeing the light of day while constantly fearing for my life, maybe I would have enjoyed the depths and complexities of your lyrics. I've got money in mine hands that I'd really like to blow. Swag, swag, swag on you. Chillin' by the fire while we eatin' fondue. Who knows? Had things been different for me, I may have appreciated listening to your runs, as opposed to having them. After contracting dysentery from drinking contaminated water in a concentration camp where I've watched my family die. It's just that I had so much going on, but with being locked in a closet for so long. Something tells me you can relate to this feeling. I'm just saying, had I not been so selfishly preoccupied with not walking or making a single sound for fear of being murdered, I might have really dug your beatboxing. Maybe had things not gone the way they did, the Holocaust and all that stuff, I would have lived to see my diary published, and I would have been a famous teenager too. And instead of being ripped apart from my family and dying a slow, painful death, I would have punched a cake on the set of CSI like you did. But probably I would have just eaten it because we didn't have sugar. So yes, maybe had all these things not happened to me, I would have been a believer. But instead, I penned a beautiful and poignant account of what living through one of the most tragic events in history was like. Have fun selling your perfume. Auf Wiedersehen. If I was your boyfriend, never let you go.
So that was all written by Jim Earle, Barry Lank, I'm not sure who wrote the George Washington turtle sketch, Samantha Gerwitz, Megan Gallagher, and Jennifer Dodd. It was performed and improvised by all those people, plus Tony Hendra, Kevin Janis, Sharon Spellman, Rob Gordon, John Marshall, Ben Kirshner, Gil Barron, Keith Salterjanes, Dominique DeBell, John Gutierrez, and Jessica Park. Everything was engineered either by Barry Lank or Greg Russ. Lots of music by Kevin MacLeod. Next week, new sketches. We've begun the new season of recording and producing, and there will be new things. Good night.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.